Good morning, we're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Samaches, Simen Yud. We're dealing with the concept of Mitzvah Habo'a Be'Aveira. The Mitzvah which comes in conjunction with an Aveira, that the halacha is that, first of all, one person should be careful not to do that. That's obviously inappropriate. But not only that, but it affects the Kiyam of the Mitzvah. Mitzvah of Aveira, one is not Yotzei. We mentioned even if the situation was the person didn't do it intentionally. Another place where the person can grapple with the concept of the Mitzvah of Aveira, apply it, the concept of the Mitzvah of Aveira, and talk about a scenario where it wasn't intentional, is the following halacha, that a person is not allowed to say Divrei Torah in the presence of Tzoya, in the presence of excrement of a human being, and certain animals. So, is a person is not allowed to say that? So the Shulchan Aruch then says, if a person was in a place where he should have been aware of the fact that there was soya there, and he was negligent and did not check, and said he davened in the presence of soya. Or he said Kriyashma in the presence of Soya. He said Shmanesre or Kriyashma in the presence of Soya, of this excrement. If it was a place where there was no reason to believe that it's there, he has a Dinam and Onus, and B'diyabed, he has Yotzei, his Tefillah, or his Kriyashma. If it is a place where a person has reason to believe that it was there, something you should have contemplated, and therefore you had a responsibility to check and make sure that there's no soya there, and you did not do so, so that's not considered a onus, even though the person did it not intentionally because he was not aware of the soya, but that itself is considered something which is inappropriate for him to do. The law is that he is not yotzei his shmonesre or his kriyashma, and he has to repeat shmonesre or kriyashma. So here's a scenario: because the person did the mitzvah of tefillah or kriyashma, together with an avera of saying the words of Torah, the presence of tzoya, and this based on the pasuk of v'hayomachanecha kadosh. The Torah describes when Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, or any time they went out to war, they had to maintain the state of their machan, that it should be a place where words of Torah and tefillah could be said. The Torah says that you have to create a basic kisei outside of the machana, that a person should be able to go there. And this way, they would keep the machana kodesh that shouldn't have tzoya in it, which would be also to therefore say words of Torah and tefillah. The person is being over this mitzvah of v'hayu machana kodesh. It's a mitzvah haba v'avera. So, in the case of a person should have contemplated such a possibility, the luck is he's not yet to be the abbot. Now, in regards to Birchas HaMozen, there is a major discussion amongst the Rishonim and Havi Paskin. Do we apply the same concept to Birchas HaMozen or not? The Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, the Chayyotim actually in Klal Gimel is lenient in that regard. And the Bir Halacha says that that's incorrect, because it's a mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. And so since it's a mitzvah haba'a b'aveira, a person will not be yotzei. A person benches in a place where he should have contemplated the possibility of tzoya being there. The law is that he is not going to be yotzei his benching, and he would have to say benching again. And that's the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah there, based on his argument in the Bir Halacha. And he says that this goes into mitzvah haba'a b'aveira, besides the mitzvah of hoyamach and echel kadosh that the person has not kept. He goes into the Aveira of Kidvar Hashem Boza. He's being Mevaza, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, by saying words of Torah, Hashem's name, words of Tefillah, in the presence of Soya. So a person would not be Yotzei B'Diavad. Now, it's only talking about a case where a person has a reason to believe that there is Soya there, and he was negligent and did not check. In a case where he knew up front that there was Soya there, and he just chose to say it anyway, the Bir Halacha assumes, according to Menuhin Rishonim, there's not even a habamina that a person would be yotzei in that situation. He would definitely be called a mitzvah haba'a b'aveira, and the person would not be yotzei benching, and the person would have to repeat. He does mention that there's a prima gadim that would seem to indicate even that situation, the Chayyadim holds even that situation, the Savak applies, but he is Makriya against them. So maybe we'll just, as an aside, in the next year, we'll just talk about some examples of this concept of having to be concerned about the possibility. It's very common when dealing with young children. We'll clarify those halachas, but let's leave that for a separate year. Meanwhile, have a good day.